no, I don't officially want to ride my bicycle, but this February Day 15 challenge is all about the five things I really do want to do. Now, before I get into that, I must apologize. When I did my Movie Monday challenge, I said that was day 15. Well, no, actually that was day 16. This is day 15. Now, this is what comes of doing my February's late. I'm late for a very important date. Anyhow, name five things you love to do. Well, number one, I love to listen to music of all types. Almost, anyway. As my followers who have been following me for some time will no doubt be aware, I do listen to a lot of harp music. Yes, I'm the harp fiend. I would say that about a third of the music on my computer is by harpists, be they classical, Celtic, or Paraguayan. But I love all forms of classical music. My favorites, stylistically speaking, are Baroque and Impressionistic, which is really strange because they're like total polar opposites in terms of style. Maybe I've got like a split personality disorder or something. My one personality likes Baroque and the other personality likes Impressionistic. But there you have it. But I will listen to anything classical, really, if it's played well and if the musicians are reasonably in tune. Which, believe me, some professionals are not. I've heard some recordings where one or two instruments in the orchestra are horribly out of tune, either flat or sharp, and it's very noticeable, at least to someone who has perfect pitch. I'm not sure how they get away with actually being able to record things like that. But anyhow, my musical tastes are very wide-ranging. I love folk and Celtic. I'll even listen to a bit of bluegrass from time to time, although it's not something that I'd listen to on a regular basis. I love oldies, especially the Beatles. I will listen to some older country and western. I don't like the newer stuff so much. The voices and the slide guitars just do nothing for me. But the older stuff, yes, I'll definitely listen to. Anything really up until the mid-80s. After that, with a few exceptions, I really don't care for it that much. I like a good deal of pop, especially 70s and 80s pop, though I do like some stuff from the 90s and the 2000s as well. I like some rock music. I love Broadway, show tunes, musicals, all that stuff. The only things, musically speaking, that I really will not listen to are rap, metal, and techno. I just cannot dig those at all. Number two, I like to play music. Now, I'm not as proficient at this as I used to be. When I was in school, I took lessons on the piano, and I got up to grade 9 in the Royal Conservatory of Music grade system. But after I left school, I didn't have as much chance to play, and so I lost some of my muscle memory, and as a consequence, my technique now is rather sloppy. I've forgotten a lot of fingering, and also I've forgotten most of the classical stuff that I used to play, which is really disappointing. In fact, the other day, I was listening to some Bach two-part inventions, and thinking to myself, oh, gee, I used to play those. I can't play them anymore. It's really sad. So because I don't have as much prowess on the piano anymore, I'm mainly resorting to learning what I can by ear in the folk and Celtic genres, because I do love to play those. I also like to compose music, although I don't do that very often. But I'm going to get into that later. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say when I was discussing listening to music that one of the things I love to do is compare the same piece played or sung by different people and try and figure out which version I like better. I've got a friend who loves to do that, so she and I can spend hours comparing different versions of the same aria or the same concerto. Other people think we're rather strange, but we actually do get a lot of pleasure from doing that. Number three, I love to read. Not only do I enjoy reading for myself, for pleasure, I've discovered that I love to read out loud for the pleasure of others. And I've come to that realization thanks to Audioboom. I started reading poetry on here a while ago, and I found, to my astonishment, that not only was I fairly good at it, but it was also something that really gave me a lot of happiness. I'd always wanted to read out loud, but never really had the opportunity. So now I'm glad that I've discovered that I can, and that some people actually listen. What do I read? Well, many, many things, from classics, Dickens, Austin, Bronte, to gothic suspense, to horror, to mystery, to so-called sentimental fiction, light reading. Yes, I do my fair share of that. the odd crime novel. And then I'll sprinkle some nonfiction in there as well from time to time, such as a biography or autobiography or memoir. Of course, I also read poetry, and my favorite poets are probably Shakespeare, William Butler Yeats, Christina Rossetti, and Walter de la Mare. What else do I love to do? Well, number four, I like to go for walks in the country. I don't get the opportunity of doing this very often, but it's definitely something that relaxes me and makes me feel peaceful. It's wonderful to be able to absorb the sounds of nature as I walk along. So I like going to my parents' farm and taking gentle strolls there in good weather. And sometimes in bad weather, too, if I feel like it. And number five, I like to learn, whether it be new languages or new recipes or new information about technology, new ways to use my technology. I really like to absorb knowledge. In fact, I'm a huge trivia buff, and I've just become addicted to this game for the iPhone called Trivia Crack. I feel really sorry for my friend Kim because I keep beating her at Trivia Crack, and I don't mean to, but all the questions are really easy. So I need to find someone to play against that can trounce me soundly, and then I'll tell her and she'll feel better. So yes, I like to learn and study and absorb knowledge. What five things would I like to do by the end of the year? Well, number one, I'd like to get back into playing more music again. I need to get practicing and relearn some of the techniques that I've forgotten. I'm not sure how I'm going to go about doing this because I have a really crappy keyboard, but I'm sure where there's a will, there's a way. I'd like to say that I'd like to have a harp by the end of the year, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's not very realistic, so I won't say that. Number two, I'd like to compose some more music by the end of the year. Either write some more songs, because I really do enjoy doing that, or compose some instrumental stuff. Number three, I'd like to learn some more Welsh. I know some very basic conversational Welsh, but I'm far from fluent, and I'd like to become a little bit more fluent by the end of the year. Number four, I would like to become more fit. And so I need to get out and get some more walking in, and also ride my stationary bike. So I do want to ride my bicycle, really. So yes, I want to get back into shape, absolutely. Not only do I want to, but I need to. And number five, when I get back into shape and get some of my breath control back, I'd like to get back into singing again, because I used to do it class-